And we're back. We saw two films today. It's still September 14th, Wednesday. And Paul and I are both really excited about the second film we saw. We were excited from the get-go when we both first read about it in the program. Jean-Baptiste Leonetti's Carré Blanc. Don't have quite enough French to be sure whether that means white bear or white meat. But it's interesting, isn't it, that either title could apply. So this is a very strange... Again, we've been talking a lot this festival about lo-fi sci-fi, which is Jim Monroe's great term for...
He said he got it from somewhere else, but I think it's a great term.
It is a great term for science fiction without a lot of the bells and whistles. So really, it's the story that makes this science fiction, along with a very careful eye for settings. So he found buildings in three different cities, Paris and I forget where else, that were just perfect examples of what an ugly dystopian future architecture might be like. And he projected just a very strange story into that. It's, as he kept insisting to us in the Q&A, it's a love story about a husband and wife, but you see them meet as children in this horrible kind of... It's kind of the reverse of what we think of as socialization. It's basically a society that cultivates a certain kind of brutality in its successful citizens. And there's more than a whiff of Soylent Green in there too, but everyone is being persuaded by various means to continue, please, to have children. But this world is dying, and there's a running count of the declining population a la Battlestar Galactica.
That loudspeaker telling him to have children was hilarious.
Oh, it was! So every night everyone goes to bed with, wouldn't it be nice to get pregnant tonight or something like that? And all these weird little, in this horrible little school where our leading man and leading lady meet, there's all these little announcements of like, have you reached the age of 12 and desire to be artificially inseminated? You know, we can arrange that, and you don't even need your parents' permission. So it's a society that's very desperate for people to have children. But
I also like the way whatever the heroes were doing, or the main people were doing, there was always a voice announcement telling them not to do it.
Yeah! Yeah. So this is a new director. It's his first feature film, but he's got the dark humor down. I thought on occasion of Lapland Odyssey from last year, which was a Finnish film that, among other things, made fun of the high suicide rate in Finland. There's more than a few suicide jokes to be had in Carré Blanc, but mostly it's just a really very unusual, I can't recommend it enough, and I'm babbling now because it's late, but it's a great film. I think there's one more screening for TIFF. If you're in Toronto this week, try and catch it. If not, keep an eye out for it if it comes to a city near you. I really hope it does. I want to see it again as soon as possible. I just loved it. Anything more to add, Paul?
No, except I definitely also want to see it again because it's sort of thing where you want to review all the shots knowing all the twists that happen.
Yeah, and that's my favorite kind of film. So there you have it, TIFF Day whatever it is now, 7? 8?
Something like that.
And we're going to say goodnight because we've got a morning movie tomorrow. We're hoping to see Invasion, which is a film out of Buenos Aires. And supposedly Jorge Luis Borges had a hand in the screenplay. So, yeah, that got me hooked. See you tomorrow.